Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blind Students of California business meeting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce myself and then have the two board people up here introduce themselves, and then I'm going to come out in the audience and ask you to introduce yourself, please, okay? My name is Foster Brown. I'm the current treasurer for Blind Students of California.
Wait, aren't you the vice president?
Oh, vice president. Sorry, too many hats.
You're treasurer of something, right?
Yeah, something. I'm Lisa Gordon. I'm the secretary of Blind Students of California.
Good morning. I'm Linda Porrell. I'm the liaison from the CCB Board of Directors to the Blind Students of California.
My name is Roger Acuna. I'm an employee at the Independent Living Resource Center in Contra Costa County.
I'm Warren Cushman, and I'm here with Lisa Gordon.
I'm Anthony Signorillo. I'm from the Glendale Burbank Group.
What is his name?
What is your name?
What is your name again?
Anthony Signorillo.
Anthony, huh? Welcome.
Hi.
I'm Tuan, a delegate for the HCB Capital Chapters.
What's your last name, Tuan?
Oh, Nguyen.
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 Okay.
Nguyen.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Our first order of business is you have read the minutes?
Yes.
From our last? Okay, so we'll have the minutes from our last business meeting.
April 2011 minutes. Foster brought the meeting to order at 5:15 p.m. Present, Linda Porrell, Foster Brown, Lisa Gordon, Kadam Chu. The board approved the minutes. Treasurer's report. The treasurer, Artis Bason, was absent, so there was no treasurer's report. We recommend that the office begins to send the secretary the treasurer's report before the board meeting. Social. Linda will talk to her chapter about volunteers and restaurant ideas. Ka asked the details about the social. Linda told him that we would walk around Fisherman's Wharf. Lisa got an email contact at Cal State East Bay. Lisa said that we should post it on Facebook. Ka asked about the website. Foster informed him that we did not have a website yet or a brochure. People can RSVP on Facebook for the social. Nominating committee. Lisa will be on the nominating committee instead of Foster because he is already the delegate for AMC. Employment seminar. The employment seminar will not happen this spring because we are having the rehab committee forum. Linda thought that we should rethink the telephone membership meetings. Linda thought that it should be quarterly with a presentation instead of the monthly member meetings. Linda thinks that we should keep the board meetings, but perhaps make them every other month. We do not necessarily have to have a meeting every month. Linda thought that the strategy was to build a community among the students. Kadam thought that we should have a handout. Foster thought about having something in Braille that people brailled. Constitution. Marcy still has the copies of the changes of the Constitution. She wants to know what to do with it. We will try to disseminate an updated electronic constitution. There is no topic for the member meeting. We canceled the member meeting for lack of interest. The meeting adjourned at 5:39 p.m.
Well, I guess I move that we accept the minutes as read.
Second?
I second it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any sustained? Okay, the reading of the minutes are approved as read.
I didn't get a treasure.
She really should be along, so maybe we can postpone her report till she gets here.
Right, we'll postpone the reading of the treasurer's report. So we're going to, I'm just going down this list, and we're going to just kind of hit a couple of things real quick. Okay, so one of the things that Lisa mentioned was the Fall Convention Employment Seminar, and I saw Robert Wendt is here at the convention, so I'm going to talk to him and see what that'll, you know, can come of that, and pass that information on to Lena.
Yeah, Robert is a counselor at Cal State Long Beach, and you know, been pretty involved in working with students for a long time. Probably would do a very good job.
So that's one thing that we're going to do is because that's one of the points about going to colleges to not only get your degree, but also learn your resume skills, learn interview, you know, how to interview, how to work, how to get involved in activities that could help lead to employment before you graduate, you know, such as internships, volunteering with different organizations where you might meet people that may have leads for certain positions that you might be interested in. And also, like they were talking about yesterday in the first general session, if you could go out and shadow somebody for a day to see what their job is like, those are things that blind students need to be aware of and have someone to mentor them on so they can try to make as smooth a transition into employment as possible and not get discouraged while they're doing their job seeking. Okay, so I will, and if any of you guys see him before I do, you could ask Robert Wynn about it so we can get that, hopefully get that lined up for the fall convention for 2011. Let's see. Okay. Membership calls. That's something I had mentioned. We had briefly talked about that yesterday, and we wanted to see also about changing the time of the board meeting. I think she had mentioned that some people were asking about changing that time.
Yeah, that's right. Artists put in a request for a different time, and Lena had suggested doing the board meeting at 4:00 in the afternoon on the second Sunday and the membership meeting at 5:00. But Sud, I think I'm wondering if before we think about time, we want to have some kind of discussion on what people's expectations are about the membership call. Since so few people are calling, we're very curious to know whether that's a format that people would find useful, or what could we do to improve it if we continue to have it. You know, we're here to respond to your needs and to make this student group, you know, be a participatory for everybody who's involved here in the room. So I don't know if we want to invite people to comment or.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody out there have any comments on regards to that? Okay. So if you know anyone that is a student, we are listed on the CCB page. You can look up blind students, and also we have you can search us out on Facebook and become a fan, or is it a fan or member of it, or something like that. But you can search us out, and because thing is, we're trying to get ideas to bring in with the increase in membership of blind students of California, which is an affiliate, you also increase the general membership of CCB, and you get young minds in the organization that can learn from those of us that's already been here, and to also bring new and fresh ideas and new ways of networking to get the, you know, to get people to see that CCB is active, that there's something for everyone in this organization, that it serves some particular interest that they have. Okay, and here comes our treasurer.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
My name's Anthony. I'm here today because I just became aware of this group, and I'm a student, so that's why I'm here today, is to find out about the blind student organization.
Okay, so you just found out about us, and you were interested in joining us?
Yes.
All right.
Excellent.
Great.
Awesome.
Great. All right. Okay. Well, we'll have Lisa get your information, and most definitely, you know, join and get your ideas, and also tell you, you know, some of the things we have to offer for you. Okay. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Anthony. I am from the Bay Area, San Carlos.
Oh, okay. Are you part of CCB?
I'm part of the Lighthouse.
Oh, Lighthouse.
Okay. Oh, Anthony. Great. Okay. Yeah. Anthony Tommy.
So, are you a student?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I currently attend Kenyatta College in down south in Redwood City. My two majors currently are education, specifically kindergarten or middle school teaching, and accounting.
Interesting.
That's pretty broad, but hey, you gotta, you know, in the way the economy is, you prepare yourself for multiple things because no one thing is a guarantee. Okay, so, let's see. Yeah, so in terms of membership costs, as a student, what would you like to get out of BSC?
What are some concerns you have as a student? Some things that you think would help you be beneficial to you?
Okay. Well, I'd say my main concern in terms for my education is the raising of the prices on per unit.
Yeah.
It used to be $26, and now, from what I've heard, it's going to be raised up to
$36.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just community college. Like, say I want to transfer to four-year state university, then prices are only going to be that much worse.
So then one of the things you would be interested in is like scholarships for the blind, things that could help you in that light, right? Okay.
And you probably could think about advocating for there not to be additional tuition hikes, you know, to sort of keep the pressure on the state government to keep that cost control on those things. We were talking about that in Resolutions Committee last night about Department of Rehab, sort of their fee structure for paying for education, and we're very interested to see that students get involved in advocacy to make sure that you get, you know, the education and the training that you need, and we can help you do that.
And also with services such as help with books or not only disabled student services, but what is the one?
RFB&D.
Yeah, RFB&D, recordings for the blind and dyslexic. What is it? What's the new
Learning
name?
Learning LI.
Learning Ally. That's a good one.
I don't know what kind of a committee came up with that.
Well, you know, and you can get, depending on your major, you can get some textbooks from them, yeah. You know, and you don't have to pay for them, you know. So, in my major, I was a math major, so. Those are concerns. I mean, cost is definitely a concern when it comes to college. And you don't want to go in debt, you know, paying loans and, you know, back when you get out of college. So that's most definitely a concern. A lot of times, too, people don't realize all the scholarships that are out there, because CCB, we have scholarships. ACB has scholarships for older individuals like myself and the gentleman down there. There's even, you know, a lot of schools have scholarships for people that returning to, you know, that are older and returning to school or just starting the school for the first time. You can apply for those types of scholarships. So, and that's a good thing about scholarships. You can get multiple scholarships, and that would be a good topic to talk about for BSC. It would be a good forum to so all the students would know what types of scholarships and who to go through. And then there's also, you know, scholarships that are specific to women. You know, there's scholarships specific to women. There's scholarships specific to different ethnic backgrounds and whatnot. So there's lots of different scholarships you can take advantage of, and you can get multiple scholarships, you know, and that's free money. You don't have to, you know, so those are things you want to look at as well. And if you're fortunate for some majors, some jobs may conditionally offer you a to pay for your education if you maintain, you know, a B or greater average. And once you complete that, along with the internship that you do for them, then they'll offer you, you know, a conditional 2-year, 3-year employment where you know, they pay for your education and you agree to work for them for at least 2 or 3 years once you come out. So,
there's also some grants from different organizations.
There's grants from different organizations like Lions Clubs. Some of them have small grants like $500, or there's also like there's an advertising group. It's a group that at different advertising agencies belong to, and they'll do scholarships for up to $1,000 for someone going into marketing. And there's other groups like that that do it for their particular area because they want students to go into that area, like accounting or whatever. So you need to check with all the different trade organizations to find out some of those special grants too.
There also, I know at community college, they have something called the BOG fee waiver, and if you're low income, you can fill out a form, and they'll waive your per unit cost. You still have to pay for your books, but at least it helps with your per unit cost.
Yeah, that's BOG stands for Board of Governors Grant. So it's something, I don't know if any other states have it, but you do have that in California, so that's most definitely something you can take advantage of.
That's probably a particularly good idea for somebody. I think a lot of scholarships and grants often go to people who are full-time, and many of the students that we know aren't necessarily going to school full-time. They might have a part-time job, or they might just be able to carry a smaller load, and it's a little bit more challenging to find financial assistance if you're only going part-time.
Right.
Well, I wanted to mention one more grant. Our San Francisco chapter of CCB has the Alice Chavez Pardini Education Advancement Grant. And it isn't about money to pay for school. What it is about students who can't afford equipment, either computer equipment or assistive technology, and that aren't getting it through the Department of Rehab for whatever reason, can apply for this grant and get some of the equipment they need, which can be pretty useful too for going to school.
Okay. These are great topics, and the thing is we just need to get a lot of more students out here so that when we do have a topic like this, and this is some of the things we try to do as far as the membership calls is to present a topic and then have an open discussion. You know, like we usually go about an hour and a, about at least an hour to an hour and a half on a particular topic, so you can get as much information as possible. And our secretary, she's excellent at taking notes. So if you missed something, at once the minutes come out, she can always send you a copy of pertinent information, you know, the information that was discussed. Any other comments as far as possible topics that a student that you would like to hear or interested in? Yes.
Kind of
suggestion.
Sure, Roger.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I just wanted the suggestion I wanted to make is to, I mean, how does the committee plan to get this information out to students? The scholarship stuff is really, it's good, useful information, and to have it only for these conventions is probably not enough. It's too much time in between. I wonder if there's...
There's a BSC list.
Oh, it's a BSC list. Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
I also think that once the CCB website really gets going, you know, in full force, the students, BSC could have their own page, and on it we could have a link and an ongoing list of current scholarship opportunities available that people could just keep adding to when they hear about things.
Right. That would, yeah, that most definitely would be a excellent idea. And, you know, that way you could have all those links on one page and, you know, click on them and, you know, we keep them up to date. And then people can click on those scholarships and go to apply for them and whatnot. So that would be an excellent link. And
what's restricting this?
It's nothing really restricting. It's just a matter of getting things set up. And I think, didn't we change webmasters? Didn't we have?
Yeah, we have a team working to set up a content management system. They're interfacing with the ACB website. They're just sort of like me, putting all these building blocks together, but I get the feeling they're really, really close to launching the completed thing. So.
Yeah, I think someone said hopefully before the year is out that everything will be up and running, and then that way it's just a matter of just keeping it maintained from there.
But in the meantime, you can sign up for the BSC list.
Right. If you sign up for the BSC listserv, there's always someone posting. Like I think Richard Rueta, he posted he's always posting stuff on there for BSC, and you know it's useful information. You know, it's very useful information. So that's one way. Okay. Let's see. It's about 9:35 here. Just real briefly, Artis is here, so she's just give us a quick summary of the for the treasurer's report.
Actually, if Lisa read the minutes, the treasurer's report, it's exactly the same as the was before. We didn't have anything new added to it or anything subtracted to it.
We didn't have a treasurer's report at the last meeting on the phone.
So. Oh, okay. It's around, I think it's $781, I believe, is in the treasurer's report. I mean, in the bank account. So we didn't do anything, plus or minus. So.
So we have $81?
$781.
That's a little bit better. Oh, phew.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I see a couple more people come in, so I'm going to ask you if you could give us your name and whether or not you're a student currently. Doesn't matter what level.
My name is Therese Gardner. I'm actually a rehabilitation counselor.
Oh, nice.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Bennett Kim. I'm rehabilitation supervisor.
Sandy Handy, rehabilitation counselor.
Can I get those names again?
Therese Gardner.
Therese Gardner.
Bennett Kim.
Bennett?
Bennett.
Bennett.
B-O-E-N-E-T.
Bennett.
Bennett Kim. Okay.
And I rhyme, Sandy Handy.
Sandy Handy, that's nice and easy.
That's their real name.
I'm married into it.
And this is Brian.
Kate Del Ross.
I was a student a long time ago, and the earth was beginning to cool.
I'm Kate Del Ross.
Mike Del Ross.
Kate Del Ross and Mike Del Ross.
Okay, so we had how many? Let's see, we had two more people that's interested in joining BSC, correct? Two Anthonys, double A. Okay,
we'll take all the Anthonys we can get.
You're right, right. So Lisa,
love
do you,
to have two more
do you want to get their information now or after the?
Maybe if we can adjourn about a couple
sooner.
Minutes early.
Okay.
I can get their information before the rehab forum.
Okay.
Okay. How many students, how many members do we currently have in the room? Besides
we have a quorum. Now that Artis is here, and people in, do you want a count of people in the room total?
No, just current members.
Current members.
Anybody?
One, two, three.
Nope.
We have four current members in the room. People can join.
Absolutely.
Automatically.
Yeah. You can join, and then you get to vote with us. Instant voting.
And the first year of
first
the
year
first year's membership?
It's free.
For students.
So, like,
or in general.
Before BSC, the first year's free.
And then after that, it's how much? 10?
$15.
Very reasonable.
All right. Okay. So, let me get you guys' names again, and then we can. You were at Anthony. What was your last name?
Yeah, CCB covers
Dally.
First
Dally.
Year.
Nine.
D-A-L-L-I.
Okay. D-A-L-L-I.
Good, because I spelled that wrong.
Okay. Yeah, don't want to mess nobody's name.
No, I don't.
Oh, and Anthony, you wouldn't have trouble with your
name.
My last name is Signorillo. I'll spell it for you.
Yeah.
S-I-G-N-O-R-I-E. L L O.
Nice. No,
the
L.
I E L L O. I bet people butcher that name.
Yeah.
It's Swedish, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to join at this time?
Do we have anyone else that wants to join at this time? Okay. All right. Okay. So that adds two more people. Okay, so
I'm new in this thing.
We have two positions that are open available for. For Hardy Souls to occupy. Our Vice President, Mr. Foster Brown, sitting here, can no longer hold the post because he's currently not a student. He's a fraud. He's an ex-student. And a sometime will-be student again, in which case we'll snag him. But for the moment, the bylaws indicate that we have to put a student in the position of Vice President. So,
and the vice presidency position is basically like what I did today. The president's not here today, so I'm filling in for her. And so in general, you more or less are filling in for the president to conduct meetings, and then, you know, if there's some special project or something that you want to take on, you know, you can do that as well. But you more or less kind of like shadow the president. So so we'll open the floor for nominations.
Like there's only three people that would be eligible for that.
Right, and right. A person can nominate themselves if they would like to.
Lisa or either Anthony.
I'm an intern. Does that count?
I think Lena said no.
Okay, all right. Okay, then two people. Would either one of our new members, would either one of you guys be interested? Because the thing is you would also, it would also be a learning experience for you. That way, you know, you actually have somebody mentor you. And the fact, and then you, if you decide one day you want to be president, then you would know exactly what to do from. Lena's a good, she's a good president.
And no pressure. And when does your term end, Foster? When does it actually end?
Fall.
This election?
At this election, right, okay. Exactly. Because we have...
It's a one-year.
Right, it's a one-year.
So, I mean, the person would take it on right away.
Right, right.
You'd get a lot
up
of help.
Up until that, you would be the next...
Yeah.
Spring.
Got it.
Spring is vice president and treasurer, and fall is president and secretary. So, okay. So, would either one of you gentlemen be interested?
I don't hear a lot of interest.
It's not a...
That's okay. You can say not right now. That's really all right.
Yeah, okay.
I got to be honest with you. I would like to see everybody do it, but if he's not interested...
Well, we could also use you because you know you're seasoned in life, so
we
need someone. Wisdom is an excellent thing. So
a lifelong learner. That's what we all are.
Okay. So would you be interested in it? Are you interested in it, Anthony Dollar?
Dolly.
Okay.
No pressure.
Would you be interested?
I'd say no right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
For being honest.
Yeah. Just, no. It's no. It's be. Be honest. Okay.
Be a member and come along with us.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So the other Anthony, you would like to be nominated for?
He's willing.
I'm willing.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's. The board at the current time, the board meetings are once a month on the second Sunday. So
we're looking available late in the afternoon on the second Sunday of the month.
I heard you mention 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a meeting at 4 o'clock on the second Sunday.
Okay. Well,
we can figure out something that works for everybody. Can,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Okay. Would you like to?
And you're a student too?
No, I'm a student, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get. Hold on. I'll bring you the mic. Hold on. All right. There we go.
He's hard to hear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
And we got more people in the room too.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Twan. I'm a member of CCB for since 2005, that's about 6 years ago. And I have been a CCB scholarship recipient for 3 times.
Right.
And I'm a college student, major in physics. And I'm getting ready to go to Sac State this coming fall. And I got accepted to Sac State.
That's awesome. And he's a great list master.
Right, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm a... very energetic and I totally involved in the CCB and CCB family. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, great. Okay, great. So, so for the position of vice president, we have, what is his name?
Tuan.
So we have him nominated for vice president. Are there any other nominations?
Nope.
Are there any other nominations for vice president?
I'll make a motion that nomination cease and Quan be accepted.
We have to wait. We have to ask Anthony politely if he's willing to withdraw. Okay. Thank you for your kind offer, though. Yeah.
Okay, so Artis had motion that we close the nominations and elect Tuan by acclamation. Can I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Second on that. Nominations are now closed. Tuan is our VP.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Tuan. Okay. Next position is money changer. No. Treasurer. Okay. So the position, what are the stipulations for treasurer?
No, it doesn't need to be a student.
Okay. So. Yeah. Okay, so Artis, are you interested in calling on to treasurer? Do we have any of our other two Anthonys? Would anyone, either one of you guys, be interested in that position?
It really is okay to say no.
I nominate Artis Bazin.
Okay.
I second that.
All right, so Artis is nominated. Are there any other nominations for treasurer? Are there any nominations for treasurer twice? Are there any more nominations for treasurer third time? Okay.
I move that nominations cease and that Artis be elected by acclamation.
Can I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, I have a second by Anthony. Anthony S., I can't pronounce his last name.
Signorello.
Okay. Yes, you are. Yeah, you're a member now.
Yeah, member.
Okay, so Artis is still treasurer.
No, say all those in favor.
Oh, that's right, sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Stop it.
Any sustain? Okay, Artis is still our treasurer for blind students of California.
One request, though.
Yes.
For me to be active on the board calls, we have to change it because I have another commitment this second.
Second Sunday.
We will look at that.
Right.
Yeah. Make sure everybody can do it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else was on the agenda.
For the meeting.
One last thing was the social in June 11th, right?
Okay.
Can you give us some information on that?
A little bit more information. Students last summer in Southern California had a karaoke pizza party, and this year it was thought that we should do something up in Northern California. And what the board and telephone call members came up with was an evening out in San Francisco, eating at a designated spot near Fisherman's Wharf, and then walking around pretending to be tourists. And the date for this is Saturday, June 11th, and we gonna meet at 5:30 as yet undesignated restaurant. Better get on that one right away. And have some drinks, have some dinner, and walk around. And I have enlisted, as the president of San Francisco chapter, I have enlisted some folks from that chapter to make solid restaurant recommendations and to be present and available to accompany us on our walkabout. So that is the plan. I welcome any comments or suggestions. And we'll put that out on the BSC list in plenty of time for people to make a commitment to coming.
Hey, Linda?
Yeah.
One question. Just wanted to make a suggestion.
Yeah.
Every time we go to Fisherman's Wharf,
We go to the fudge shop. So maybe we can make the fudge shop one of our stops.
All right. Wow. Good suggestion.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on the Fisherman's Wharf?
Some people in my chapter recommended this restaurant called Sinbad's. I've never been there, but somebody recommended it, and I can also recommend Bubba Gump's, but it's kind of loud.
Okay. Well, we're not actually holding a meeting, so.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
I thought it was just an outing.
No, it's not. Oh, I thought you meant right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean Bubba Gump. No, you're talking about Bubba Gump stuff.
Yeah.
It's really good, but it's loud and it's a little expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to be concerned about hearing issue, anything that.
Any other comments or questions out in the audience? Okay. Well, if nothing further, it is almost 5 minutes to 10. I'd like to take a motion that we adjourn our business meeting.
So moved.
So moved by Artis.
Second.
Second. Lisa. Okay, our business meeting is adjourned.
No, all those in favor.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, any sustained? Okay, I didn't think so.